Hello, everybody. This is Ron, Creation Lightship Healing, and we're going to have a wonderful night tonight for healings. We're going to the Lightship. Had a wonderful conference call today, 4-hour ascension call where we have the energies coming in from 2008, 1 month at a time. Just delightful. And we'll do some water charging tonight. So if you're new to the show, just stay on, and this will be a brand new experience for you. It's quite delightful and wonderful. I'll first just do a quick intro here, because our time is short. Time goes by really quick with our show. So the Lightship comes once every 2,000 years for the ascension, for the planet, and for the beings on it. And we're those beings. So hopefully this is going to help you to get into your body more. This is the reason why I'm here, to help people to connect your spirit into your body so you can do the ascension process. The Lightship is where Jesus came from, and he used the Lightship for his teachings and healings 2,000 years ago. And the same thing that he taught is what we're doing basically on the show here, and also the private sessions that I do with people. It's maybe a different way of saying it from when he walked the earth, but it's the same process. And the process is to clean out your emotional densities from your ancestors, which you may want to call genetic cell memory, in your body, so that you're able to hold more spirit energy with you for the ascension process. And that's kind of it on a nutshell. So I'm planning to go to the Lightship about 1:30 the hour here. And everybody, just stay on. It's going to be just delightful. So we'll first bring up on the screen the light theme. So if you're brand new to the show, come to Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down maybe about 1.5 inches on your scroll bar, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And we're going to bring in one of the female beings. And this is one of the light beings who are actually on the Lightship. They take physical form there. The Lightship is multidimensional, and it goes through all space and time, through all of creation for this ascension process. And like I said, it comes once every 2,000 years to help people who are interested in moving forward and to regaining their spiritual identity. The Lightship only works with heart energy, and the mind energy that we have here in New Age metaphysics, it does not work with, because the mind energy, unfortunately, is kind of biting my lip here a little bit on my tongue. It's basically the dark energy, because it goes into the future. And the Lightship only works in the now. So if you realize that the now is all that light is, anything that is in predictions or psychic readings, that's the dark side's agenda, and we get tied into that, unfortunately, through the Matrix program. So here we go. Bring the light being in front of you, and we're going to do some activation with her. And most people see her head actually change a little bit. She'll become more three-dimensional. She'll have more color rays emitting from her face, and her eyes will become pure light energy. And these energies are only heart-to-heart energy, so if you're using your mind to figure this out, you're in the wrong location. You probably won't sense anything, but feel your heart energy. And then we're going to be dropping you down into your heart in about 10 minutes here, so you can be with your spirit. And this is what this program is all about, is to connect you to your own divinity. It's not outside of yourself. You have it with you, and you can't ever buy it. So here we go. She's being activated now, so I'm going to use the word stronger to command the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Ah, she's beautiful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just kind of feel her energy in your heart center. I think we'll first do a water charging. That might be a little quick for some of you. So I'll just do a little bit of talking, and we'll do an entity clearing. So get a glass of water. 8 ounces is fine. And we're going to take away some entities from you. Entities are what we call ghosts. And these energies, unfortunately, come into our body through our traumas, through situations in our life. So it's just very, very unfortunate that they come with us and come into us and give us addictions, etc. But we're going to start releasing them from you. So I always go to the legs first. So working on your legs, on your knees, ankles, just kind of put your thoughts here if you would. Kind of focus on different locations if you have any pain, and you may feel that pain being subsided. So here we go. Do you want some clearing, taking away these energies? And the easiest way to attract entities is to maybe get into an argument with somebody. That's one quick way. Remember, you're out of your heart center then, and you're in the mind, and the entities can go into you, jump into you, jump into the person that you're arguing with, and they have a wonderful time taking your emotional energy from you. Then they leave, and then you're kind of exhausted wondering what happened. Another way they come into you is if you have an accident and you get physical pain. And at that point, they come in. So we're releasing them now out of you. So here we go. This process will probably take about 3 minutes to do your whole body. So just kind of sit back and relax and monitor the energies that we're working with right now. There we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit into your body. And again, the spirit in your heart center is also doing this work for you. So we're going to bring back the fragments. This you may want to call a soul retrieval. And we're going to bring back these energies into your body so you can become more whole. And like I normally say, your spirit is what is the conduit for healing. And so if you're not home in your body enough, not present, then your healings won't be that effective. So here we go, coming into your body. So on the count of 10 as you come in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That feels wonderful to me. And now we're going to just concentrate on your pelvis area and your hip joints. So again, we're taking away entities there. And during this process, I've had people commenting how maybe they had a problem, and all of a sudden their joints feel more lubricated because these energies left them. On the light shift, the light beams actually can re-lubricate your joints. I love going to conferences, and people walk up to me. They're kind of walking around slowly, and they say, I had a hip operation, and I can feel the metal in my bones, and it's painful. And I'll do a 10-minute session with them, and all of a sudden they get up and they walk almost perfectly fine because the light beams can make that titanium appear to be bone in your body. So it'll resonate to a bone frequency, and the pain will leave you instantly. So here we go. We're working on your hip joints right now. And this can also include maybe your nervous system. Maybe you have a pinched nerve, sciatic problem. So here we go. And the entities can attach to that and also bring you much greater pain. So here we go. Bringing your spirit more into your body. So we're going to count to 10 again as it comes in. And you should probably start feeling yourself a little heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Now we're going to work with your internal organs. Going up above the waist to the top of your shoulders right now. And there we go. And now we're going to bring more of you into your body right now. And again, your spirit and your heart center is doing this. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And when your spirit does come into you, remember, it leaves because of trauma. So it takes that imprinting of the trauma. This is why people, after they pass over, they have a past life review. Well, your spirit is healed instantly from the light beams. And so when you come in, you're brand new and refreshed. You don't have to worry about bringing back the traumas that your spirit had with it as it left you. Now we're going to be working on your shoulders, so do them both at one time. So this is your rotator cuffs going down your arms, elbows, to your wrist, to your knuckles, to your fingers, your fingernails, palm of your hand, thumbs. So here we go. Taking away entities there. And you should start to feel more energy in your body right now. Here we go. Coming in with your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to start working with your neck. We'll concentrate strictly on the neck area. There we go. Taking away entities there. Remember, they can bring you physical pain. You may have pain and then all of a sudden it gets worse. Or you attempt to get healing done to yourself, and the entities are right there taking away the healing energy. So this is why you want to release entities out of you. And the worst place to go to is probably a hospital, even if you visit somebody there. Naturally, hopefully you're not going there for, a treatment, but, you could be. But I'm just talking about just visiting, walking by one, going in the front door, If you're perfectly healthy, the sensitivities will come onto you, latch on, and you may feel very strange. And then they can bring addictions to you. And another place where a lot of them are naturally in graveyards. So whatever they resonate to you with, you know, if you have a cold one day, maybe you have a sore throat, well, they'll be attracted to that frequency of energy, like attracts like, and you may have a sore throat that gets worse and worse, not knowing why. Okay, here we go. Get doing a release now from your neck. So bringing in more of your spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we're going to be working with your head. Okay. Great. Taking away more entities here. And it looks like Mia had a nice healing today. She's on the conference call for 4 hours. She apparently probably had a back problem. It says, my spine doesn't feel broken since the conference call today. Thank you. So you're very blessed. Here we go. Bringing more of your spirit in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I use the fast chat on BBS to read the information. If you want to communicate with me, just click on the BBS fast chat underneath the light beam, and you can type maybe about 10 words in, and I'll read that during the show here. Okay, wonderful. So let's get our glass of water, and we'll bring in some light beam. So we'll bring in the light beam that's on your screen now. We'll have Janina come in. She's one who I work with extensively on the light chip. And her name is three syllables, Janina. And she's coming in right now very strongly. So she's sharing space with another light beam that came in initially here. And she's fully activated right now. So take your glass of water and place it in front of you. And I'd like you to put one hand on each side of it. This whole process will take about 20 seconds. And I'm getting mine right now here. And she's connecting now to your heart center. And you might feel her vibration go down your arms, into the palm chakras, into your fingertips. And she's beginning the activation right now. And most people, the water will actually taste different. I haven't had anybody say it tastes the same yet, so I would say that normally I'll say 99% of the time the water will taste different. It'll be a little juicier, could be sweeter. Once in a while it gets kind of thick tasting, but normally once it goes into your mouth, your body instantly swallows it. Where normal water, you kind of hold it in your mouth for a short time, and then your body goes, well, I guess I have to drink this, and then it drinks it. But this water is divine water, has special light codes in it. And here we go. We can have our water right now, so here we go. I'm taking mine right now and going to have a sip of it. Very good, very, very fluid, very wet. Okay, next we're going to do a chakra alignment. If you'd like to comment on the water, you can in the fast chat here. I know the light beams at times have taken out chlorine out of the water from people. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. We're going to go to your heart center first. This is where your spirit resides. We always start with the heart. And here we go. We're going to reposition your heart chakras. Remember, the heart chakra has to be in alignment with all of your energetic bodies. There we go. It's moving around. You might feel it move inside of your body a little bit. There we go. That's perfect. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. There's some difficulties there I'm sensing from some people. I'm feeling people maybe having sore throats, possibly, throat irritations. Remember, when you have a sore throat, the chakra gets out of alignment instantly. So you want to realign it for yourself so that you have healing there. There we go. That's in alignment now. Now we're going to go to your third eye, your intuition. Perfect. Okay, good group tonight. Going back down below the heart to your power chakra. And that's often a few people here, not too many. Good, perfect. Going back down now again to your second chakra. This is your creativity, perfect, and now base of your spine. This is kind of how you view life, situations that you're in. Survival is a big one, and this is kind of what the first chakra is all about. There we go, perfect. We'll do an opening now if you wish. I normally go body width here. I would like to go further than that if you would like that. So it's up to you. If you're in a real quiet location and you're peaceful, having them open is no problem. But if you're in a noisy location, then it might become more sensitive. So you may not want to have them open up all the way. But you can just tell your body to stop whenever you need to. So I like to open the chakras up maybe twice body width for everyone here. So here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to open up the heart chakra. So spin, 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 at body width right now. Spin, 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 open. Beautiful. Now we're going to go up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 body width. Now further. Spin, 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 open. I'm going to go to your third eye. Spin, 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 spin. Oh, that's already at body width. A lot of psychic people on here. A lot of intuition here. Wonderful. You're using your chakra nicely. So we're going to go further with it here. Spin, 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 open. Great. Now we're going to go down below the heart to your power chakra, personal power. Open that up. That's your solar plexus. Spin, 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 body width. And further. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now, second chakra, your creativity, below the navel. Spin, 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 body width. And further. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now, first chakra, base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. Good. Body width. And again, further. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. That's great. So what we're going to do is help you with the healing energies now. Your spirit is pretty activated. Let me think if I want to do the heart-to-mind energy first here. I think I'll do it second. So what we're going to do first is have your spirit come out of your body. This will be an instantaneous process. So don't be frightened if it comes out. You may feel just slightly different here, just momentarily. You are protected when it comes out. We're going to bring you in through your feet. The reason why I do this is because most people's spirits do not like going below the waist. And I have had people, even on the fast chat here a few weeks ago, I think, mentioned that their feet got warm where they were, you know, icy cold before. And so when your spirit comes into your legs, into your ankles, feet, then you have healing there. So we're going to just take you on and bring you back in. So you're going out and in and coming in through the bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, and waist. And now we're coming out and back in again and out and in, out and in. Some people get a little dizzy, and that's okay. Out and in, out and in, out and in. You may start feeling heavier in your legs. Out and in, 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 out and in. Wonderful. Next, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is where you can connect to your own spirit with your consciousness. So if you want, you can just visualize a like an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, where your thoughts are, your awakening consciousness, your mental body, and that has to surrender into your heart center where your spirit resides. So we're just going to count the numbers down from 10 to 1. And you may actually feel this energy body physically move at different points. You may feel it in your nose, maybe in your chin, in your throat as it drops down into your heart center. So kind of take note of this here. Put your focus there each time I do a number and see where you are. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And this is where your spirit is for your guidance. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so now you can have your own personal communion with your divine spirit. And we'll just put some music on so you can stay there and be centered. And you should feel like all your thoughts are coming out of your heart center. Just enjoy this beautiful time here with your own divinity. In your heart center throughout this show right now. And what we're going to do now is put you into alignment here with your energetic bodies. This is a very important healing. So it's going to be in stages of 10. So we're going from 0 to 10. And what we're going to do is realign many of your invisible bodies so that they're in perfect alignment. So here we go. So we're doing this right now. You may not feel anything until probably we hit about 90%. So just kind of sit there and relax. Allow the light beam to flow her beautiful energy into your heart center. We have Light Heart saying that her water is thick tonight and it's like a yummy smoothie. Another one said it's very thick. That's similar. There we go. I just love their charged water. If you like having the water, I do a special call on Wednesdays. The cost is $60 for the whole month, which includes four Wednesday night calls. And the calls are 1.5 hours in length, and you're able to charge 7 normal gallons of water. Most people get gallon containers. And that way you have water for a whole week, and then the next week you get another 7 containers. So you can start whenever you wish. And it goes for 4 consecutive weeks for only $60. And the water is just phenomenal, wonderful for healing. And if you have your water now, you know what it's going to be like. And people just love that. So I'll just mention that to you. Okay, 0 through 10 is completed. Now we're going to go, we'll just go simply from 10 to 20 again here. And here we go. That's feeling real good. That's aligning very nicely here. So a good visual for everybody is kind of if you ever seen maybe driving in the countryside, maybe you looked at telephone poles and they're all in a perfect line, or maybe a picket fence. And if you look closely, sometimes one of those poles are out of alignment. So this healing is actually aligning all of your energetic bodies for healing right now. That's done now. Now we're going to go from 20 to 30. Like I said, you probably won't feel much until we hit about 90%. Then I'll count up slowly for you so you can actually feel your body kind of click into place here. Okay, that feels good. Now we're going to go from 30 to 40. There we go. Perfect. And 40 to 50. There's many bodies, and the Light Ship just gives us ways to do this healing down here. And they always normally use numbers to command the energy. When I do the chakra clearings, like with the emotional clearing, etc., they're only working with probably about 1% of the chakras as far as the energy. All the rest is much more complicated. But for our simple minds, we need something to relate to, and this is how they have chosen to do these healings here. Now we're going 50 to 60. And I can sort of feel my body changing a little bit right now during this year. And the more you go up on the Light Ship, the more you actually become a little more psychic, have a little more intuition, because you're integrating more of your spirit energy with you. When your spirit's out of your body, you have no psychic information whatsoever. So the more that you're in your body, the more intuition you're going to be having, the more awareness. Now we're going to 60 to 70. And I can feel that also right now. And if you don't feel anything, it's perfectly fine. It's working anyway. So like I say, normally men feel about 1%, 1 out of 100 can feel. And women are about 50-50. So if you're not a feeling person, don't beat yourself up. These healings work for you, anyway, in their instant. Now we're going 70 to 80. Okay, and 80 to 90. Feeling good. Okay, and now we're going to go 91. I'll just count upwards now. Okay, 92. 93. And you should kind of feel like you're being zipped up, like putting on a really tight overcoat or something. 94. Okay, 95. 96. Okay, here we go. 98. Okay, 99. And here we go, 100. And Chris had an experience from the light beam, connecting with it face-to-face. It had a lot of energies coming in. There we go. Perfect. So now you should feel pretty complete. Stay in your heart center. And boy, it's half past when I decided to go up on the Light Ship. How interesting. So for the new people, you're going to be taken up out of time. You're still going to be where you are, sitting down or laying down. But when you're not here is when you go to the light ship. And what will happen is you may be able to have sight up there. Some people can actually physically see. You might actually sense maybe colors, possibly. You might feel warmth or tingles in your body. And we'll be out of time. So we're going to be in their time, and in their time, they do have physicality. If you wish to bring up some animals or pets, you can for healing. Maybe you might have some flowers in your house or maybe a tree. That's possible, too. But I have to connect one-on-one with people on this call in order to have this work. So the Lightship Healing will not work on the archives. Everything else that we have done previously will. Okay, here we go. So takes about 2 seconds. There's a beautiful white light tunnel connecting with you. You might even feel the presence of Janina right now connecting to your heart center. And like I said, just think of your animals and pets if you wish in your consciousness. A lot of people, the animals will actually come over to them during the sessions that I do. So here we go. We're going up right now, and we're there. The first room we're going into is the room which I call the transporter room. This is where they do DNA scanning to see what type of being we are. We're just one creation out of zillions. So they check out the DNA to see what our physical problems are. The Lightship Healings are mainly for like 99.9% for physical problems that we're dealing with. Once in a while they might do an emotional event up there, but typically that energy stays down here. And so as they're checking us out, they're recreating our spirit in wholeness because we have to have our spirit with us 100% for divine healings. This is why we don't heal down here. We're not on our body 100% for the conduit for the energy. But on the light ship, they pull up your database and they recreate you instantly. And I think we're going to go into that room, the first room that we go into, oddly enough, here. That's what they want to bring us into. So in about a minute, we'll be going there. So we're going into the next room where we're selecting our doctor teams. This is the orientation room. They use mental telepathy to communicate with us. Sometimes we can actually talk. They'll understand us. And they're telling us what they found wrong with us physically. And we're also telling them what we'd like to have repaired, corrected with us also. So during these short sessions, I recommend maybe like one or two things as far as healings. Just request that. They will work on what they can during this short amount of time here. And if there's anything that's really pending or critical with you, they'll probably focus on that first before your request is answered. So here we go. We're going to go into the first room. This is in a whole different part of the light ship. This is where one of the manifestation rooms are. And we're going into our own individual room. We all have our own doctor teams that we selected ourselves, and our energies will never mix. The first room we're going into is a room which is beautiful silver energy, a silver room, it's circular, and this is where they're recreating our spirit for us. Remember, the light ship created you. So as you go into the room and you look across the room, you're going to see a beautiful silhouette there of who you are, and it's going to come in. This is what I call love comes walking in. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and you may feel, some people feel their body kind of jerk slightly as your spirit comes fully into you. Remember, you're up there having this experience physically, and you do sense some of the energies down here. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just put some music on again, so you can enjoy this communion with your true, real self in wholeness. say, I like the song on my website from Van Halen. It starts off with contact is all it takes. So that's connecting to me with your spirit energy, who you are. And then near the end of it, it says, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And this is the highest form of love that you can ever experience. This is your own divinity, and you have that right now on the light ship. The next room that we're going into is another special location. We're in many rooms at one time. I only see one of those rooms. So the first room we're going into that they're showing me is a room with a lot of green energy, green lights, green vibrations. And this is going to help us with some healing work. So again, request your healing. This room is a pretty general room, and there's many light beams there. So just request your own healing. And we're going to bring in another divine energy down here for us to experience from the light ship. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And she'll sometimes bring in a fragrance to your room. Sometimes I'll actually have the scent of roses coming in. So here comes Mother Mary, and we'll invoke her energy in. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. She wants to come in a little more. We had a question about twin flame energies. You are with your twin flame now on the light ship. It's you in totality. So here comes Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful. So request your healing, and you can just see how the energies are working. You might feel some divine energies around you right now, especially Mother Mary. And just have this wonderful experience of allowing the light beings to work with you. I'll just put some music on just for about a half a minute here so you can experience this green room. And this is where you're requesting your own healing. Another location. This is where the large swimming pools are. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us are two teams. Each team is three individual beings, light beings. The first team are the dolphins, and the second team are the whales. So if you wish, you can put your hand in front of you, maybe about a foot out in front, and you're actually touching the dolphins and the whales on the light ship. You might want to use your left hand for the dolphins and the right hand for the whales, and you can actually feel their skin texture, and it's quite interesting. A lot of people, their hand will stand up, you know, their hair on their hand will stand up and on their arms as they do this here. Not that you have hair on your hands, but on your arms anyway. And it's just quite beautiful to experience this here. You're in this room right now, and again, request your healing, and this is just a wonderful place to be. we're still in the previous rooms. We're going to go into a room where if anybody has any body pain, they can help to release that from you. So we're going into the pain release room. And we're going into another location where they're going to be working with our spine, our disc, and our central nervous system. So if you have any problems in that area, just request healing. And we'll bring in another divine energy. And we're going to bring in the energy of Jesus. So here he comes. So stronger, stronger, stronger. He'll come through the light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, heart-to-heart energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful. So again, request your healing. They want to request something what you wish to have maybe every 20 seconds. They only work in the now. And so each moment in time is a new now. So you want to keep requesting. Going into another room, and this room is where there's many, many colored frequencies, and the room is circular. It's kind of like being inside of a kaleidoscope of colors. Again, request your healing. We're going to bring in another divine energy down here. I'll bring in Saint Bernadette. If you haven't Googled her to see her, how she looks in her casket, it's just beautiful. So here she comes, Saint Bernadette. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Going into are the hot tub rooms. This is where they help us to detoxify our body. There's many different colors of gels. There's about a dozen or so hot tubs. And so the first gel that we're all going into is the golden gel. It does not touch your skin, but it does help to release toxins from your body. And you may feel your body temperature increasing. If you wish to be a little warmer, you can request that now. And you may feel your body temperature change in about 20 seconds. We'll bring in that hot tub energy down here for us. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just sit back and relax and enjoy this purification. We're going into another special room on the light ship, and this is where the butterflies are. They're very large, very, very beautiful, and they'll be doing healing work with us here. So here we go. We're in this room right now, and here comes the butterflies. We'll bring them down here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, request your healing. Go into another location, and this is where they have the large amethyst crystal geode, and we're in there now, and we're levitating. You may feel the crystal energy from the light ship. We'll bring that down here also, and we're going to ask for the masters to come into this room and do some healing work on us. So as we're levitating, they'll be doing like laying on hands to us. So you're going to feel probably a presence of energy around your head, different parts of your body, on your feet. And this is just quite a nice experience here. So here comes the amethyst energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, and we'll go on to another location. This is where they'll work with our skin. If we have any skin infections, irritations, or scar tissue. And another room is where they'll be working with internal parasites. So again, request your healing right now. And we're going to bring in another divine energy. And we're going to bring in, I'll bring in the energy of Moses. He's very interesting. This will be the last room that we go into because time is creeping by real quick here. So here comes Moses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healing. And we'll be coming back in about a minute. Out of time on the light ship, so even though it could seem like a half a minute down here, it could be much, much more than that on the light ship. So now we're going to be coming back into the orientation room where we're thanking all the different doctor teams and light beings for working with us. And they're having a conference with us, telling us what they found with us, so you may be able to bring back this information at some point in your consciousness if you don't already have it. The healings are between you and the light beings. And now we're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, where we're being joined with our animals and pets, and maybe flowers and trees if we brought any up. And we're ready to come back down here. So we're coming down, and now we're here. So I just want to thank everyone for being with me tonight, and I definitely want to thank all the ones that have sent me donations to keep this show on the air. It is, costly, and I appreciate the ones that have done services with me and also just sent donations for the BBS radio program. If everyone just sent $5 each time they listen to a show, it would definitely cover the expenses here. So I appreciate all that of you who have helped out with this process here. And again, it's like an exchange of energy. So I'll say blessings to all of you. We have 1 hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20. And those start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. I don't want to run over too far, so blessings to all of you, and hope that you receive your healing. And the light beam will be activated here still for about probably another half an hour, so if you wish to have a communion with her, this will be Jadina coming through, and you're going to feel the heart energy. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.